Everybody should know by now how I feel about Dr. Sherry Rogers, her expertise, her passion, her commitment to health and the truth is hard to compare, hard to find any comparable in the medical industry. She's, I consider, one of the top medical, general medical minds out there in the medical industry. And, her books are just must-haves on your shelf, prestigepublishing.com. You can get them. And, her accomplishments are as long as my arm. We're always excited to have her. Dr. Sherry Rogers, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, thank you. It's so nice to have you there, as I told you before. When I did 2 hours by myself and there was nobody to talk to, it was really strange. So thank you so much for guiding me.
Well,
I'm so crazy now because I've read over 8,000 hours of virology, genetics, bet guano, Chinese geography, and molecular biochemistry in the last 8 months. So you just go wherever you want to go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think for people who maybe somebody's never listened to you before, they don't know you from Eve. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about your perspective, your research. What is this virus and why do, some people it doesn't do anything to it. Some people it puts them down. Children seem like they're not being affected. Older,
is it? Yeah.
All right. What is it? Huh?
Well, for someone who's never heard of me, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker. I had over 24 incurable things. I died of something that has only been diagnosed on an autopsy table. So I realized that everything I learned in medical school 50 years ago was useless. It's all drugs, devices, and surgery. It doesn't cure anything. All it does is make you a constant client of doctors. So I started studying the molecular biochemistry of healing and ended up with 4 specialties. But the cool thing was that not only did I get rid of all my stuff, I'm 77, I play tennis every day, and like I was telling you, it's over 95 degrees here in Florida. I have no symptoms, no medicines. I don't even have gray hair yet. And a lot of people think I'm in my 50s. But what I saw other people do was unbelievable. And I'm not bragging because a lot of them weren't even my patients. They just read and learned how to do these things. Metastatic lung cancer, given 2 weeks to live. 20 years later, I introduced them on the cruise ship lectures when I was there. They're totally well. Macular degeneration, when their doctor tells them they're going to be blind in 5 years, clear it. And they go back, and he says, I've never seen it happen in my whole career. Multiple sclerosis, atrial fibrillation, high blood pressure, heart failure, diabetes, arthritis, those are a cinch. Migraines, depression, because the label of a disease is meaningless. All that counts are 2 things. There are only 2 causes for everything. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up, and that's what we measure to bring people back to health, because we have actually changed the chemistry of the human body in the United States 20-fold in the last 50 years with all of our processed foods and all of our drugs, and we can go into it if you want, whatever. But and that's part of the reason why this is going to this virus is designed. We have, by the way, I'm a junkie, a reference junkie, so everything I say, we have the scientific backup and more details of all the everything in this year's Total Wellness Newsletter 2020 at prestigepublishing.com. Anyway, we know now that the U.S. is going to be hardest hit when it comes back. We already lead the world in deaths, and it's not just because we do more tests. It's because of the 7M, which is in the 2019 Total Wellness, and we can talk about that. We are, in spite of having the most expensive healthcare system on the planet, number one, we are not number one in health. We're not 2 or 3. And the places that got slammed were in the top 10, France, Spain, Italy, et cetera. We're number 43. We are the sickest nation, but we're not sick. We major in chronic diseases because that's where the money is. We have a drug for everything. every symptom, and that keeps us number 43 in health. 42 other countries have better health because they actually cure some things. We don't. We just keep people medicated. Anyway, so there are lots of reasons why people, why this virus is so different. There are many, many reasons. One goes back to 1940. Brilliant researcher Barbara McClintock discovered that the environment in your body, in your gut, the genes of viruses and your body genes and your intestinal genes, they can jump around and mutate. They bounce around like crazy. In fact, they were called jumping genes. This was so hard for medicine to understand that it took 40 years before she got the Nobel Prize for it in 1983. Fortunately, she lived 10 years longer because she was already in her 80s. This was very hard for medicine to understand that we have, that the genes jump around. And that's one of many reasons why there will never be an absolute vaccine, drug, or even a test. And that's why you read in the Wall Street Journal that, my, we're mystified. Young children are getting it. And we test people in their 40s, and they're positive one day and negative the next, and then they're positive again. Or we give people certain drugs, and it works for a short while, but then it doesn't work. These are the jumping genes. They can move around like crazy. Another problem is that this is not a new thing. Coronavirus, there are six preceding types, and they've been around for decades, and scientists all over the world have been studying them. But the Chinese, especially with a special Dr. Shi, S-H-I, they went to the 1,000 miles away to the Yunnan bat caves twice a year, 6 years in a row. They put total hazmat suits on so that they could get as much bat guano poop as they possibly could, because that's one of the richest sources of all the viruses in the world. And then they learned how to change things. In fact, it blew my mind that the HIV, the AIDS virus, is part, the sequences of it are in the COVID-19, the new one. And Luke,
how is that possible,
Antoine Montet-
Doctor? Let me interject. How is that possible? I mean, that has to be a man-made virus or engineered.
Luke Antoine Montagnier won the Nobel Prize in 2008 for discovering HIV, AIDS, and he mapped out the entire genome. And when he looked at the COVID-19, he said, oh, my gosh, this is so, these are his words, very meticulous, quote unquote. Someone added HIV sequences, quote unquote. This is a professional manipulation, and it is definitely man-made. So HIV is actually used as a vector, a transporter, to bring genes that you want into another organism. It can be a virus, an animal, whatever. And this is very interesting.
So explain
stuff
that
to me. But I don't want to put blame anywhere, because that's not our focus. Our focus, not whether it's accidental or intentional, whether it got out of control before it was planned for whatever, our focus is now what the heck to do about it, because it's going to come back, and we have all the evidence for it. It's going to come back in waves, like right now here in Florida. Everybody's going up north to visit their relatives, and they say, oh, we're going to have to be quarantined, but it's okay. We'll be at my son or daughter's house, or we'll be, you know, with our relatives. And they don't understand that it only takes one person to infect three people, and then you are on a roll. and when they all come back to go to school, et cetera, whatever is going to happen, this virus basically is designed, as they showed in the Journal of the American Medical Association, March 17th, 2020, this year. It's not a virus. It's not a flu anymore. This is designed to create lung cancer. And the number one disease you die of from HIV is lung cancer. That's the number one killer. But instead of taking 6 to 12 months like normal lung cancer takes to kill, this, once it comes back in a person, it can kill in 6 to 12 days. And the Journal of the American Medical Association showed all the histopathology changes of how the cell membrane totally was eaten away by the virus, just like a cancer.
Okay, let me pause you a second. What you said was pretty big. You're saying the virus is basically, it's an engineered virus, whether it got out accident or whatever, it really doesn't matter now. It's out, at least for this discussion. It gets into your body. It finds a gateway. It makes a foothold. And then when it comes in the second wave, people who are susceptible, now it really just goes in and wipes out because all your defenses have kind of been lowered by the virus for the initial time. That's what I heard from you. Correct me anywhere where I was wrong.
Well, not exactly. Okay. What we've found is there are 8 stages for it to get into the body. And nutrients can inhibit all of these stages. Well, to give you an idea of, I guess I have to do this, because a lot of doctors who have no knowledge whatsoever of nutrition, and I didn't either until I was forced to learn so much molecular biochemistry, they will read things like the recent, last year's Journal of the American Medical Association, where the article by Fowler in volume 322, issue 13, page 1261. I mean, this is so amazing that I have to give it. What they did was an article that said, the quote was, effect of vitamin C infusion on organ failure and biomarkers of inflammation and vascular injury in patients with sepsis and severe acute respiratory failure. Bottom line, they took 167 patients and who were on death's doorstep in ICU. 45% are expected to die within a month. Their abstract, the summary, that is the only thing that most reporters and most doctors read, said vitamin C did not help. So you know me, I always go and read the whole article, and then we always put the rebuttal and all the reasons why it was wrong in the Total Wellness newsletter, and it's there with all the certification. I have to quote this for you because, again, you're going to find this very hard to understand, Dan, because it says in the paper, quote, at day 28, the mortality for the placebo group that did not get vitamin C was 46%. And that's what it should be. 45% of people with sepsis, overwhelming infection in ICU will die. But for the vitamin C group, plus it was a low dose in only 4 days, the death rate was 29%.
Wow.
So an almost 30% difference does not mean anything to people in the Journal of the American Medical Association because they always try to make vitamins look bad. And so what they said in rebuttal was, well, we changed our mind. We weren't looking at death. We were looking at the CRP and you know, a blood test. That's how ignorant they are.
Well,
it's really
Dr.
scary.
Rogers, this isn't hard to understand. I mean, what you're telling me is they just lie and they want to push their drugs and whatever their outcome. It's outcome-based medicine is what it is. We have outcome-based education in America. Let's have outcome-based medicine where they already have the outcome they want. And so that's not the outcome they want. So they just make it look a certain way. It's not hard to understand at all. They're liars. There you go. Anyway, I said it.
Well, in fact, like whenever I see an article, if I'm searching for information about nutrients, if I see that like it's in JAMA, then I know it's going to be what I call crooked, but my attorney friends say, you can't say crooked, you can't prove that they're crooked, they're ignorant. You can prove that they're ignorant, but you can't prove that they did it on purpose.
So crooked is the, or ignorant is the new crooked, is that what you're
telling
me?
Yeah, ignorant is the new term. Ignorant, not crooked.
Okay, well, there you go.
And
we'll
we could go
ignorant.
On and on with all their different articles about, I mean, I could write a whole book on their articles on D3 and vitamin E and everything. All their articles, when they denigrated vitamin E, they only used one out of eight forms. That's like going to the car dealer and saying, hey, I want to buy a new car, but I can only afford one out of every eight parts. Oh, and I expect it to work.
All right, well, let's move past. I mean, let's put them aside. Okay. We got, who cares what they say? Let's go to what your thoughts on the eight stages, of this virus, and how we can prevent them and fortify ourselves at every stage.
Well, the problem is that the first thing people need to know is that the U.S. has changed the human chemistry 20-fold. Mm. In other words, we don't have the same human chemistry that we had 50 years ago. And they've done it with the 7M, which is in the 2019 newsletter, Total Wellness. Basically, the cell membrane, which is like the computer keyboard of the whole body, all the messages come out of there, everything to fight off viruses, all the viral gateways, etc., they come out of the cell membrane. The membrane is made out of fats, very special fats. And the ratio, for example, of omega-3 to omega-6 should be 4 to 1. The average person in the United States is 1 to 20.
Well, okay, say it again, omega-6 to omega-3. Say that one more time.
Well, which way do you want to go? You want to go omega-6 to omega-3, then the ratio should be 1 to 4, or bare minimum 1 to 1, but it's 20 to 1.
Meaning 20 omega-6s to 1 omega-3
yeah,
right now. It's way out of balance.
The chemistry. And what happens is, this is wonderful for the drug industry because it raises the cholesterol, the triglycerides, so now they're on a roll with the statins and the Crestor and all that stuff. And people have high blood pressure, they have heart failure, et cetera. It's wonderful for American medicine. So in order to change that ratio, you need to do what I call, I think America needs an oil change. And the best way to do that is with the best cod liver oil that I've found. In fact, the February Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry showed that one of the top-selling brands, which I will not mention, was shown to esterify and was no good at all, didn't make the experiments work.
Well, we'll just use yours, Carlson's. Carlson's in glass.
Yeah, lemon-flavored in glass, the best one I can find.
And it tastes great, ladies and gentlemen. If you may have been a little kid and your mom gave you cod liver oil and you're like, oh, it's gross. I take it all the time. That cod liver oil, the lemon flavor, I can't believe how good it tastes. My kids even take it. My children even take it. Anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And we just open the refrigerator door and take a swig. We don't even bother measuring, you know, a tablespoon or whatever. But most people need like a tablespoon. Well, when we've looked at literally thousands of readers. I consult with our readers in 24 countries on the phone. And when we look at their chemistry of their essential fatty acids, their cell membranes, they're literally starving for the cod liver oil and choked with the grocery store, the corn oil, soybean oil.
Crisco.
Yeah, and the margarines and all the processed foods. And so that, well, it's the pizzas, the biscuits, the crackers, the chips, it's all that junk food, the processed foods. And in fact, the rest of the research world actually laughs at us in the United States because when they need 500 rats to do an experiment on heart failure, they need 500 rats with heart failure. How do they get it? How do they get 500 rats with cataracts? How do they get them with high blood pressure? It's easy. They feed them the American diet. And they call it the Western diet or the cafeteria diet, and it's clearly our diet and not what they eat, because they're much smarter and they're not ruled by the FDA saying, oh, well, a small amount of trans fatty acids won't bother you, and the mercury in the high fructose corn syrup, even though it's equivalent to having one new mercury amalgam in your mouth every day, that won't bother you either. And on it goes. And these are all this stuff is evidenced in the 2019 and 2020 Total Wellness newsletter. So the way to fix the cell membrane, which is very key, first of all, you have to stop the 7M. If you're on a lot of medications, if you're on have any disease, then you have already quadrupled. For example, the studies show that people with high blood pressure have four times the corona gates, the entry weight in their cells, the entryway into their cells, than normal healthy people. And likewise, if you have diabetes, et cetera, atrial fib, any diagnosis, or if you're on any medication, because the statins are going to go down in history as one of the worst mistakes we've made in medicine, because they actually poison the cholesterol production. And the core of the cell membrane is cholesterol. So that's part of why they're starving. So a tablespoon of cod liver oil every day until you've corrected it, and then you can usually go every other day, and I would stay on it forever. Then you need the anchor, which is phosphatidylcholine, and that's PC powder. You have all that stuff there, Dan, I think. And I hear the music, so we'll wait.
Yes, on the other side, more on this eight stages and what we need to do, and also hydroxy. We just had Nurse Erin, I don't know if you heard the first hour, from New York, and she talked about what was going on in New York with hydroxy. I'll ask you about that on the other side. You're listening to The Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
If you eat your manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you're looking on YouTube, you can see the picture of the bottle. Showed it last hour, too. Our new product, the Power Silver. We're really proud of this. We started getting calls from government people about our colloidal silver, and we saw what's happening with some of these corporations, so we said, okay, well, then we want the best nano silver. And so that's what we did. If they don't want us to have it, then that's what we want. And that's what we want for you. So check it out over at the Power Mall. Power Silver at thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. Of course, all the other great things. Zinc, magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin C, selenium, very high quality. The phosphatidylcholine, the Happy Bodies Detox that Dr. Rogers will talk about. If you're not getting them from us, then you need to ask yourself, where are you getting them? Because you're not getting them in the food. Your doctor, more than likely, unless your doctor is Dr. Rogers, is not going to tell you about them, and your body needs it. So your body needs nutrients, and it needs the detox. So if you don't take care of those two things, what do you think is going to happen? That's why we're 43rd in the list, ladies and gentlemen. This is 1 + 1 = 2. This is A, B, C. Just any kind of logic can put it all together. Anyway, thepowermall.com. ThePowerMall.com. Thank you so much for your support, your purchases, your donations, the Strauss Heart Drops, of course, the kidney support, all those, the CardioCom, and the other wide array of products there. The Stetzer meter, we've had people ask about the Stetzer meters, especially after the interview with Nick Begich. That's on our YouTube video also about dirty electricity in the house and EMF and what it does to the body. So check that out, ThePowerMall.com. Back to Dr. Rogers. Her website, prestigepublishing.com, where you get the great books, from Is Your Cardiologist Killing You to, How to Detox to, pain-free in, I think it's 90 days or 60 days. Excuse me.
Six weeks.
I can't remember how many. 6 weeks. There you go. Pain-free in 6 weeks and more. She's also doing a, webinar coming up soon. Why don't you tell everybody about their webinar and how they can go to that, Dr. Rogers?
I guess just go, it'll be a webinar, August 20th. 2020, so easy number to remember, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to needs, needs.com, and ask them how you get on the webinar for our two-hour talk on COVID and how to make yourself resistant to it, because we're going to go into so much more, because we'll have 2 solid hours there.
Very good.
And if a person reads 2019 and 2020, or even bare minimum 2020, Total Wellness First, and or the high blood pressure hoax, they'll get so much more out of it because they'll be at a higher level of understanding than the people who are coming in sort of naked without
new.
A lot of knowledge.
Yeah. The ACE2 receptors in the lungs, this COVID seems to be attacks the lungs a lot. Talk about the ACE2 receptors. What are those? And then continue on with your stages and kind of how we prevent ourselves, how we fortify ourselves against this
well,
thing.
Well, they've known for about 15 years that the ACE2 stands for angiotensin converting enzyme. Receptors are a special gate in our cell membranes, and we have very few of them. They allow the COVID virus to enter into our cells. That's the only way it can get in. Unfortunately, the more diseases you have, the more medications you have, you quadruple, quintuple those gates. For example, if you just have high blood pressure, you quadruple the gates. You have four times more gates, more vulnerability than the average person. And these gates are so important that researchers have actually, and this is coming up in the newsletter, they've humanized mice because mice are resistant to the COVID, and they don't have ACE2 receptors. They've humanized them by giving them genes so that now they have ACE2 receptors on their cell membrane so that researchers around the world can study either how to attack humans with huge numbers of ACE receptors, which are basically the U.S. leads the world in them, or how to prevent it. And it depends on their focus, what they look for and what they do with those things. Anyway, a very simple nutrient is absolutely necessary for closing the ACE2 receptors. It's vitamin D3. But again, there's always all this ignorance that we're absolutely mired in. When you see the studies in the Journal of the American Medical Association that denigrate vitamin D, and they've just done it in the last 2 years hugely with several articles, they are again broadcasting incredible ignorance. First of all, they use a level of about 40 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D3. And that's good for preventing rickets, which I've never seen in 50 years of medical practice. But it does nothing for the COVID. And it does nothing for high blood pressure, cancers, congestive heart failure, diabetes, depression. All these diseases scream for vitamin D. But you have to have a level, the optimal level is 80 nanograms per milliliter. And the reason I tell you that is because when we sometimes mention at tennis to some of the less knowledgeable people and say, well, are you on enough vitamin D? They say, oh, yeah, my doctor checked it and it's fine. Well, if you don't see your level, his normal on all the LabCorp, Quest, etc., all the commercial labs, normal is still the antiquated level of 30 for rickets. It has nothing to do. And so what happens is if you call up and say, was my D good? Oh, yeah, that was fine. They mean it was 30, or they can mean that. And that's usually what they call normal. You want to see your result, and you want to make sure that you have a 1,25 dihydroxy vitamin D3 level measured, because this is a huge part of your vulnerability for the COVID when the second and third and fourth waves come. You must have a really good level. We have found in 30 years of assaying these and then seeing what nutrients were the best and then what levels, that it took 10,000 of D3. I prefer Carlson D3, And it comes as one tiny little pea-sized capsule, 10,000 units every day. Now, you'll see when you look at the RDA, the recommended daily allotment, whatever it is, which is decades old, made by people who never measure anything in folks, don't treat people, are mired in the drugs for everybody mentality that we have in the United States. They will... I don't want to denigrate, but their levels are 400. Okay, it's so far removed from 10,000, it's not even speakable. Anyway, so if we go back to the first exposure to the virus, because there are four stages. First, it has to land on your mucosal surfaces. And that's where you need to be covered up. Your hair, your clothes, your lungs, a mask, social distancing, all that stuff is important still. Because you just don't have any other protection. In fact, when you see all these workers who have long hair, and the Journal of the American Medical Association says a lot of nurses don't even wash their uniforms after being at work that day, but even they wear them the next day. There are many other ways to get this. In fact, this week's Journal of the American Medical Association shows that just one contaminated doorknob in a few days can contaminate an entire office building. So anyway, stage one.
Let me interject with a question right there. Because we've gone back and forth. Obviously, this has been, masks have been a big debate. You know, quarantine, not quarantine, you know, whatever. We're seeing countries like Sweden, Netherlands, Denmark that have taken a totally opposite
approach.
They don't
need our junk. They don't need the 7M so much.
Okay,
they don't
explain
need our
that.
Processed
explain.
Junk. Our levels of Roundup, for example, the weed killer that Monsanto made, our levels of Roundup are six times higher in the blood of Americans versus people in Europe.
Wow.
We
so
are,
saying,
we are the
like
leaders of toxins. Because
okay, so
all
like
we
Sweden.
Do is... Pardon me?
So a country like Sweden has taken the total opposite approach of many of these cities in America. Totally opposite. In fact, they said, don't use masks. They're pointless. And basically, they're going for herd immunity on this. And their death rate is almost, is down to a trickle now. And,
right.
and so
they
you're
don't
saying
need the 7M.
Because they're healthier. Basically, that would work in America if we're healthy, but we're not healthy. That's what you're saying.
Right. They're ignorant. They're ignorant.
Wow.
Totally ignorant. The average person eats so much junk. I see it constantly, even in high-end retirement and tennis communities, et cetera. It's everywhere. In fact, they can't wait to all eat out. That's the worst place to eat because the fifth stage, which we haven't gotten to, it hibernates and hangs out in the gut. And it hangs out there because it's designed to do that, and when we get to that at some point in time, we can go into it more, but that makes it invisible to blood tests, to vaccines, and to drugs, because it can hide its antigenic receptors in a sialoglycoprotein coating, actually, that covers up its recognition antigenic sites. So the first stage, the first of the eight stages for COVID is, you're absolutely right, Dan, get off the 7M, because that's what distinguishes us hugely from the rest of the world.
Okay, well, let's go to the fifth stage.
Sweden.
You brought up
Pardon
about
me?
The gut. So that's very interesting. It hibernates in your gut. Okay, let's go there. Then what do we need
well,
to focus
but
on
no,
so that
we,
that's
we should
not
go
the
to the
case.
Second, because first it has to land on the mucosal surfaces. And if you're still eating the 7M and you're still on drugs and you haven't learned, if you have high blood pressure, read the high blood pressure hoax. If you have diabetes, read how to cure diabetes. If you have high cholesterol, read the cholesterol hoax. Learn how to get off the drugs, because that is your first defense. And then get off all those junk foods. And they're the 7M is described in 2019 Total Wellness. So the second stage, once it lands on your nasal or lung mucus surfaces, then it has to attach to the cells. Well, that involves a glycoprotein, and that's the whole cell membrane. That's the cod liver oil, the PC powder, and the 8 forms of vitamin E, the guard dog for the cell membrane. And those can be accomplished with 1 EGEMS Elite, 1 Gamma EGEMS, and 2 tocotrienols. Because real vitamin E is 8 entities. Every study that badmouths vitamin E is because they're so ignorant. They only use 1 out of every 8 forms. They use alpha tocopherol, and that actually lowers the gamma tocopherol and some of the tocotrienols and actually promotes cancer. So when they say in that study a couple of years ago in JAMA, which I call the Journal of Atrocious Medical Advice, when they said vitamin E didn't work, and it gave people more prostate cancer? No. The ignorance of those researchers gave them the prostate cancer. They only used alpha tocopherol. They lowered the gamma. They never measured it. They never measured the levels. And then you need part of the anchor is also phosphatidylserine PS100. Just 1 a day will do that. So that helps make the cell membrane strong so that they can help and put out their cytokines. See, a normal cell membrane, when it's attacked by a virus, it makes all sorts of cytokines, like tumor necrosis factor, nuclear factor kappa B, etc. These fight off cancers, which this is like. They fight viruses, etc. And so that's so important to have the cell membrane. America needs an oil change.
What about selenium? Because I know selenium, there's a lot of research that helps the body deal with cancer. Then, so then, would it do similar to this and help you break through that?
Every nutrient we can go through, we could go through every single nutrient: selenium, lipoic acid, manganese, molybdenum, copper. You can't heal anything if you have low levels in these. And the problem is that when we look at the blood tests of our readers, we see that no two people are the same. We don't all just look different. We actually have a different chemistry. In other words, if you take 100 people with high blood pressure, some of them are cured just taking magnesium or arginine or healing the gut or getting detoxing their mercury or their lead or, it's multiple things. And so the same goes for this. When you look at people's chemistry, they're all different, but that's the beauty of it. We've had this chemistry now for over 30 years. It's 11 pages to look at the vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, aminos, and organics, because this shows why the person got sick, what they have to do to get well. And it also shows now what you have to do to make sure you're COVID resistant. So anyway, it has to land on the mucosal surface. You get rid of the 7M. It has to attach and to the cells, and that's where your oil change. But it's also where hydroxychloroquine works. That's where heparin works. We don't even have time to go into all those things. That's where resveratrol, the best form, Longevinex Advantage, that's where that works. On the glycoprotein attachment. I mean, there's so much going on in there. And then, number 3, it has to enter the cells, and the gate closer is D3. But if you're still on blood pressure medicine, forget it. You can't close it. You can't take enough D to do that, because it's a package deal. It's and when you take the D, you also need sun. I'm very blonde, and I mean, when I play tennis 2 hours every day in the Florida sun, everybody's spraying this sunscreen and slathering it all on themselves. I don't use any. If your nutrient levels, and I don't burn, and then I lay in the sun when I get home for a while because I want to rev up my D even more. So it comes from within. It's your chemistry that has the makes the difference.
So, okay, that's very interesting. You said about sunburn. So if you have proper nutrients, you won't sunburn as bad
right.
or as often or as quickly.
Yeah. And in fact, like I say, we're a blonde family, and one of my sisters was a windsurfer, and years ago she got malignant melanoma, and my surgical friend who did the biopsy came to me and said, you know, your sister's going to die in 6 months. I said, don't worry, we don't do that kind of medicine. And it's 30 years later, she's very well, and she's not on any medicines. So anyway, so first it has to land on your surface, then it has to attach, then it has to enter, all right, and then, and later on we could go through nutrients instead, you know, even more that have to do with all these. Then when it gets inside you, what does it have to do? Make baby viruses. It has to make babies like crazy, and that's called replication, and what stops that? Zinc. Magnesium. You have to have sufficient levels of zinc because the enzyme in your body, zinc polymerase, or RNA polymerase, it's a single-stranded RNA virus, COVID, will overtake the polymerase of the COVID, and so it becomes birth control for the virus. But you need enough of it. And there are many ways to show if you have enough zinc, because you can't just go by being in the top quintile for RBC zinc, and it must be RBC, not serum, and all this is explained in the 2020 Total Wellness Newsletter and prior ones. And in fact, we did an article last year in 2019 showing if you just take, six or eight of the enzymes that zinc is in, not all 200, or actually there's more than 200. If you just look at half a dozen of them, you can create every disease, anything. You can create anything. Doesn't matter what you want to call it. If it's cancer, if it's heart, if it's whatever. Because zinc is so crucial. So you need at least 30 milligrams of a chelated zinc, but then, as you'll see in Total Wellness, you're going to bottom out the molybdenum, the manganese, the copper, etc. So you have to know what you're doing. The levels that we've found for people who do not want to get the blood test or can't afford it, we've spelled out some of the most common nutrient deficiencies and the levels to take in the book called How to Cure Diabetes. Because I never leave anybody out when I write a book, even if you don't have diabetes. It doesn't matter because the chemistry is all the same for the whole body. You must also have magnesium to make that zinc work. And what you want to do is you want to have your doctor measure your RBC magnesium and your RBC zinc. And it has to be RBC. You have to see the lab report, because if it just says magnesium, he screwed up and did the wrong one, which a lot of them do because they don't read the newsletter and they don't understand the difference between serum versus RBC. If it just says magnesium, that represents only 1% of the magnesium in the human body. If it says RBC, that's inside the red blood cells. That's much more important. Same with the zinc. And there are other telling signs. For example, if your doctor measures your, or you ask him to, or you can go to, there are many websites where you can order your own tests. If he finds that your beta carotene level is really high, but your vitamin A level is very low, you're low in zinc. It doesn't matter what your level is, because the enzyme to convert beta-carotene to vitamin A is zinc-dependent. Same thing when we do this sophisticated blood test that is explained in the How to Cure Diabetes and in the last couple of years of the newsletter. When we do it on readers, we we often look for one particular thing, a quinolinate, which is a sign of early brain deterioration before you have any symptoms. And the beauty is, it's totally reversible. But it takes B6 to reverse it. But B6 doesn't work in the body until it's converted to its active form, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P. And that requires zinc to do that. So there are lots of signs that show even though your level looks, quote, normal, you still want to be in the fifth quintile, the top of normal, because and you have these other tests that show if you even need more than the average person. Because, again, we don't all just look different. We are different. We have very different chemistry.
Dr. Rogers, we got about probably 30 seconds left. Your last interview, we took a piece of it where you talked about hydroxy. We added it with some of the other videos of doctors are out there, and YouTube immediately took it down. Cuomo made an executive order that doctors can't prescribe hydroxy for COVID patients. I don't know what he knows about any of it. Zinc and hydroxychloroquine seems to be a major thing, but yet I don't know what forces, whatever, they seem to want you to not know anything
about it. We could explain it next time if you want. We know why, what they did wrong with the studies.
Okay, awesome. Well, very good. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Check out all of Dr. Rogers' great work at prestigepublishing.com. Her new her webinar is coming up, and we'll see you tomorrow. Great to be with you. James McCandy tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.